It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome Jared James to the station. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
You've been working a while in Australia. You spent some time, and you know you had to work in SOG. It didn't come to you overnight. What's it take as an artist? You know, the drive that keeps you thinking, okay, I'm getting somewhere. It's going to get better.
I think you just need to, first of all, know that you were born to do it. And then you just need to make sure you don't give yourself any other options, really, to be honest. Like, I don't have any other qualification. I don't have any qualifications at all. Like, I don't even have a driver's license anymore. It expired. I've only found out when I tried to get into a bar the other day. But you just need to dedicate your life to it. No big deal. Just like
yeah, it's a matter of life or death.
When you love it, like, that's actually an easy decision to make.
You did take a hiatus for a point, a couple of years, was it?
Yeah, it was maybe two and a half years. It's a very different scenario in Australia. Like, there's not as many opportunities going on there. And I really did give it a good solid go, and then I just ended up running out of money and energy and everything, and I just didn't know what else to do, to be honest. It was really a dark time in my life, because music's such a big part of it, of my life. To stop doing it was really depressing for me.
Did you find, though, you know, as artists are wont to do, in moments of that despair, moments of those real challenges, sometimes that fuels inspiration for some of your best music?
100%, yeah. I stopped. I didn't want anything to do with music. I got kind of bitter about it. And then when I decided, like, no, I need to actually do this again, I just went and wrote some really cool stuff. Like, it came straight out. And and it wouldn't have happened if I didn't stop for a while.
Thank you. forget it was real. Do you remember that way it made you feel? Do you remember the things it let you feel? Do you remember na-na-na-na-oh?
You have had either the earned opportunity or the good fortune of collaborating with some people, Matt Corby being one, I believe earlier, right. Matt lent a hand, you know, in the broadest sense of the term. Yeah. You want to talk about how you came to know Matt?
You know his music, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's actually probably my best mate in the world, and we both have the same temperament and approach towards music, and we've made music together like for a long time. Whenever he needs someone to play any like bass or whatever for him, I'll jump in, and whenever I've needed someone to play something, he jumps in. So to make music together is pretty natural, and I think he's in Europe and we're always touring, but whenever we get back together, it's like, you know what it's like when you see a real friend. You don't need to see him. You can not see him in years, and then it's the same.
Well, and you also get to there's those new watermarks, you know, those right. those plateaus that you can share the experience of. Yeah. You know, it's here now, and right. you know, it's there now.
One of the things that makes us really close is we've both been through that kind of dark period in different ways, but we've both had it. Just before things started going really well for us. So, and that's a really unique thing to go through, to be honest, especially in this music industry. Like, so when someone else has been through that, it really makes you so close. And I think that shows when we make music together. We've shacked up for like weeks before where we just drink wine and write music, and it's the coolest thing ever. Like, that's my idea of a vacation.
Well, and it's probably so, your idea of what you're meant to do too.
Right, exactly.
Being with a good friend, exploring music.
Yeah.
If you come up with something great,
yeah. Phew,
that's icing on the cake.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, how did you come to get connected to Joel Little, who a lot of people in the States know, one association being Lord and Broods?
Right. I mean, it's hard to escape the bloody Kiwis. They're everywhere. There's one in the room right now, actually. No, you know what, we have the same manager, and I met my manager, or our manager, and Joel on the same evening in Brisbane, where I live, where I still pay rent, and I'd sung at it was like a songwriter publisher awards night called the APRAs. This is in 2014, I believe, and yeah, I randomly was performing on the night, one of Matt Corby's songs, actually, because it was up for an award. And so I was doing an interpretation of his song Resolution. And they both were there for that. And afterwards we had a beer, and they were both keen to talk to me about working together. And yeah, and then not long after that, I went and wrote a song with Joel, and which is a single I just put out called 1,000 Times.
Even when I'm doing it for all my life. started for us. Tell me the love is in another lifetime. I would never change my mind. I would do it again. Ooh, a thousand times just to let you.
We're glad that, you know, you got, quote, the proverbial second chance. And we're glad that this was our first opportunity to have you come by. We always love talking to artists that are doing it exactly for the reason you're doing it, because who you are and you have to. The have to quotient always plays big with us. So we want to wish you the best on the remainder of the tour. And we want to encourage our listeners at the Novo, down at LA Live with Broods, heck of a show, heck of a tour. And we hope nothing but good things continue to happen for you in the States and everywhere around the world. And we also are going to send out a special prayer for the transmission on the bus, because we want that, you know.
Please do. And also pray that we get our spare tire back. There was some pretty crooked things going on with the dudes that fixed it. And they just, they taxed
out. Well, I know a guy who knows a guy in that particular town, so perhaps that spare tire will show up.
We're about to start something here, I think.
Well, it's been fun having you in, and thank it's you. Been great, you know, beautiful live session today.
Thank you.
Jared James on 88.5 KCSN.